Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Keeping Up with the Kardashians news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jackie Moran, and hey, guys, I can't believe it. We are less than 2 weeks away from the big Kim Kardashian, Chris Humphries wedding. I can't believe it. The time is flying by. We have lots of updates on that when we get to news and gossip. But first things first, we have to recap tonight's episode. I already have some feelings on Scott and what I think was the start of a demise, but I have the fabulous After Buzzer of the Month for her outstanding hosting work on After Buzz, Mari Fagel, joining me tonight. Hey, Mari.
Hey, Jackie. Yeah, I think you and I will maybe fall on different ends of the spectrum when we discuss Scott, because I was really nervous. I was very worried for him, and leading up to it, I thought, oh, this is not good. But then it ended up being not that big of a deal to me, so we'll get into it. But that's my view.
Well,
I know.
Also,
I think,
guys,
yeah, we have to get into it. And Phil, the fabulous Phil, are you going to offer some color commentary tonight?
I most certainly will. And I have one more surprise for you. I also have Michelle Macedo, who watched the episode with me, because there was some slight confusion. It was Mari was gonna. She was. We had some train issues, and so there was some worry that she might not catch the episode. So I got some backups for you. So you have joining in today, me, Phil Svitek, and Michelle Macedo.
Hey guys.
Excellent. Oh well, the more the merrier.
That's right. Hey Michelle,
hey.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And Phil, you're always welcome.
I'm glad.
So you guys... Scott's a D-bag, right?
Well, okay, so Michelle, I think we're going to agree. Mari, I don't know how you feel. And Phil, I don't know, you made me a little scared on what you're going to say about
don't
Scott.
Even, but it's just going to piss me off.
He's the talk of the night, okay? His whole Vegas appearance, he's obviously getting paid to party. And Courtney, I think, had every right to be worried about that. You know, we saw his therapy session where she said sobriety is the only choice if you're an alcoholic. And lo and behold, he goes to Vegas, says he's going to be fine. The champagne is flowing from the second Courtney drops him off. And what does he do? He gets there. His friend, not being a good friend, by the way, puts a drink in his face.
Mm.
He starts drinking vodka lemonades and moves on to the Johnny Walker. He's making a scene, you know, the guy next to him, the scary guy in the suit, is threatening to slap his, you know, face and beat the S-H-I-T out of him on the strip. It looks like he was drinking all night, but comes home and tells Courtney that he was fine. How could you doubt me? Now, okay, I want to hear everybody's take on this scene, but my take is, the second I saw him grab that drink, I was like, oh, no, 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 because I knew it was going to go all downhill from there. He was getting totally worked up at that dinner. Then he comes home, and he lies, in my opinion, he lied to Courtney. He didn't tell her that he was drinking, and so I think it's just the beginning of Scott going back down a very wrong path. And I think it's a big problem. Now, Mari, I think you're differing on your opinion of tonight's episode when it comes to Scott.
Well, I saw him first at the pool pick up the drink, and I thought to myself, I know addicts, and when it comes to quitting, it's like the second you have won, you're back in. And so I thought, oh, this is not a good idea, and, you know, it's sad that producers and cameramen are there watching him and letting him fall back into this demise. But then he was partying, whatever, and Courtney was trying to call him, but the old Scott...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I don't know if you guys remember this. Numerous times, the old Scott, the phone would go to voice. She would go straight to voicemail whenever Courtney called. It would go straight to voicemail all the time, over and over. He would never call her back, and this time it started going straight to voicemail. And I thought, oh no! But this is the first time I ever have seen him check his phone, walk outside, pick up the phone, call Courtney, and say, "Hey, it was pretty loud in there, but I'm giving you a call back." Yes, he did lie to her because he didn't say he had been drinking. But when he was on the phone with her, he did not seem drunk at all. So he seemed to be able to balance having a couple drinks and not getting drunk. And so while, yes, I don't agree that he lied to Courtney, he did not at all seem drunk when he called Courtney. And that is a new Scott turning a new leaf, the fact that he even called her to check in. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I agree with you, Mari, because I think he's just starting up a wrong street. But, Michelle, what do you think? Phil, what are you guys' thoughts before I lay down the law here?
Well, do you want someone who sides with Mari or do you want someone who sides with you?
Me, of course.
So, all right, then you first.
So I watched Celebrity Rehab and Intervention, and definitely with addicts, Mari, like you were saying, or Jackie, someone was saying, when it's just one drink, just the thought of it, you know that it's all going down the drain. And Courtney said it. She said if he, all his hard work for this year doesn't count anymore if he just blows it all away on this one weekend in Vegas, which I don't know if you guys remember. I remember one time he went to Vegas before, and that made the Kardashian family all hate him. He was such a D-bag, and now that he's in their lives permanently, obviously, because of the baby and all this stuff, he needs to be more responsible. And he's just, between addicts and habits. So what's an addiction and what's a habit? An addiction, Dr. Drew says, is basically a habit. Yeah. A obsessive habit that affects your life in a negative way. So I guess the way that he differentiates it is has a bad effect on the people around you and you and your life and generally how it's going. He was pissing some people off. And I'm surprised he hasn't got his ass beat. Is that a word I can say? And whatever.
You just did.
Of course.
Just
go did. For it.
But yeah, so anyway. What does Phil think?
What do I
think? Yeah, Phil. I need some strength on my side here. Come on.
Well, I certainly can't strengthen your side. In fact, I will probably weaken it. So, first off, he sees the old guy dancing. And when you see him, when you see an old guy dancing, is someone hitting the keys on their phone? By any accident?
Not me.
Fair enough.
Who's getting wild, like drinking like Scott over here?
I see. Well, when you see an old guy dancing as a guy, you're just like, wow, that guy's having a good time. I got to be involved. And you know what? Here's Scott. Scott said, you know, what's one drink? Or I'm just going to have one drink. And you know what? He didn't quite fully explain it, so I'm going to explain it for him. Because, you know what? We all just need one drink. But we just haven't found the right one. And so, unfortunately, we have to continue searching until we find the one drink that's for us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Right. That's why Phil is drunk all the time. So this is not a mystery.
The thing is, I saw the previews and the commercials and the trailers leading up to this episode, and it seemed to make it such a big deal. Like, oh, my God, Scott's back in his demise. Scott's crazy in Vegas again. But like you were saying, Michelle, the last time he was in Vegas, he was a D-bag. He was stuffing money in waiters' mouths. He was getting in punch-out fights. And this time, he was pretty mild. And so for all of the hype, I just thought that he was pretty okay. Other than the fact that he lied about drinking, I thought he was okay. And maybe the reason why, Jackie, you are so offended by what he did is maybe, I don't know, do you not like Scott as a person or as a character? Because for some reason, Scott is one of those baffling people who, if it were any other person who acted like that, dressed like that, spoke like that, it would annoy the shit out of me. I was just talking to my boyfriend about this because Us Magazine, he was interviewed, one of the, 25 answers about me, and I was laughing at his responses. Like, he said one of his responses was he ties the best double Windsor knot, like, on his tie. And normally when people say shit like that, these, like, waspy, preppy, Upper East Side kids, and say they take a limo every day to high school for a year, I would think, what a douchebag. But for some reason, Scott makes me laugh. He doesn't annoy me. I think it's funny. And so I'm always rooting for him in that respect, and so I'm happy that he didn't go down that path. And that's my case for Scott Disick.
So do
well,
you...
Mari, I think you'd be surprised, because I actually do like Scott as a character. I actually really like him as a character because I think he's interesting. Maybe it's the New Yorker in me, I don't know, but I actually... especially when he was on a good page for a while here, I'm rooting for Scott. My problem with Scott is if he was acting the way he was, you're defending that he wasn't acting as bad as he has in the past. But here's the problem. He's trying to squash who he was in the past, and I saw so many hints of him starting down the path of going back to that Scott, and that's what's scaring me the most is because, yes, he was able to answer the phone this time, and yes, he almost got his ass kicked, but he avoided it. But you know what? I have a feeling we're going to come up on the next couple of episodes, and he is going to be getting his ass kicked, or they are going to show that scene where he's passed out on the couch. So for him to come home and lie and not admit to it shows that he wasn't able to handle it as well as we think, because if he was okay with what he did, he would have told Courtney. And I think he's just starting on going back to that Scott that I didn't like, even though I was always rooting for him. Anybody with me? Phil, I can't believe you're not agreeing with me. You're, like, totally defending him. I'm so mad at you.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you're mad at me. My views are my views, and I stick by them.
Well, that's
because Phil loves every character of the Jersey Shore, and Scott Disick is one-tenth of the drinker of the characters on the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, basically.
I feel he hasn't gone wild enough, you know what I mean?
Well,
and who wouldn't want the life where your friends are waiting for you at an airplane on a private jet with champagne? Come on.
Well,
complain about
first
that.
Of all, it's hard to ask Bill about what he thinks about Scott since they're the same person. And Scott, also, like you were saying, his whole vibe. Sometimes I really like him and I think he's really funny. And him and Courtney seem to really be in love and stuff. But this episode, he annoyed the shit out of me with all of his, I'm not going to say, but... all of his waspy stuff, the answers that he gives, the whole Vegas thing, how he just, the whole thing about not calling Courtney back, even though he did.
See, eventually. Maybe it's because this is actually my first episode viewing, and so I have no preconceived notions of Scott, and therefore I think he's a great guy.
Oh, Phil. Well, you know what? You are entitled to your opion, so, I'm not gonna hold it against you, but let me just fill you in. If you haven't seen him in the past, he went from being a major jackass to actually being kind of sweet and kind of likable, and now you saw him half and half, in my opinion. He was half the old Scott, half the likable Scott. So, well, Michelle, I think he really annoyed you. He kind of got away with it with me. I'm just worried about what's going to happen next. So is anybody with me? Mari, are you with me? Maybe that you're worried that he's going to get worse, or you think he's going to be okay for the rest of the season now?
I think he's going to be okay for the rest of the season. If it got that bad, we would have heard of it outside of the Kardashian reality show, like it would have gotten into the media reports, and I haven't heard anything of him going down a bad path. And after seeing him tonight, like when all those trailers hyped up so much, I really don't think they have anything. I really don't think producers have anything more than what he did tonight. So I think the buck stops here.
That, and I also think, you know, now that you kind of explained it, Jackie, I think you're getting the best of both Scotts, you know? The drinking Scott and the responsible Scott. What's better than that?
You see that? You can always find a compromise.
Yep, good attitude.
Half and half. Michelle, what do you think, though? Are you with me at all? Like, is anybody, nobody's worried? I'm so worried.
I'm worried because obviously he has a problem, and I'm worried that, first of all those guys that were with him, like peer pressure, wow, they were just staring at him, like staring him down until he ordered a drink. And if they were all friends, and they would know that that's something that's not cool, which I know someone said that, something about friends. And I'm worried. I think that, you know, once you have one drink, it was so easy to convince him because he wanted to be a part of what was going on. And it's scary that it's that easy.
Okay, so gals, we obviously see that Phil would probably be one of those guy friends being a bad influence from what I hear now, Phil, about you. Thank you, Michelle. Mm-hmm. But ladies, what would you do if this was your boyfriend or a partner? And at this point, seeing what his friends did on this episode, seeing their influence on him, what would you... Cause Courtney said she doesn't want to be a stalker. She doesn't want to, like, be too on top of him, which I do agree with. You don't want to, like, have to run your man's life. You're supposed to be partners. You're not supposed to be his mother. But where's the line? Like, what would you do? Because for me, I would have to draw a line, in my opinion, that because she can't trust him, when she finds out what he did, I would have to say that I might not be able to let him, not let him, but I would not be comfortable with him going back to Vegas or those situations without my presence there. What would you guys say if this was your boyfriend, if you were in this situation?
I mean, he's being paid to go to this event, and she has a little baby, so she can't go with him, but he's not going to turn down getting paid to go to Vegas, like, and getting that money because he's supporting his family. So she had to trust him. I don't know, maybe she could have tried to, like, send a sober buddy with him or something, but that's his job, technically.
Yeah, I could see. I mean, I'm trying to imagine it now if it was the other way around in their situation. And I mean, just, well, I guess it's different because she doesn't have that problem with alcohol like he does. But I think that would make me really, really nervous. Phil makes me nervous a lot, though, so I'm kind of used to it. But that would totally make me nervous. Like, yeah, you have to trust him. But at the same time, I was just saying to Phil, he can't get away with that much because eventually they have footage of it everywhere. So no matter what, she's going to know. So he's lying to her.
Here's the thing, right? Camera guy, here's a cut of my salary. Let's just lose the footage. Oh, sorry.
Phil, you have all the answers. You are like, are you friends with Scott and we don't know it? Because I feel like you should have been in that scene in Vegas.
No, so true. Maybe he was there.
I just always have the answers on a lot of issues, I feel like. Or at least I can come up with some if you ask me and if you kind of give me the situation. And so based off of this one, I would have been like, hey, you know what? I don't want my girlfriend knowing. Let's just, here's a cut of my salary. Let's do that.
Interesting answer. Interesting.
When you're on the level of, like, Scott and the Kardashians, though, do you think that would really work, Phil?
You can always make something happen. I feel like you just got to weigh your options and really think it through.
Wow.
Oh,
okay,
Phil.
Ladies.
So do you want to hang out with Scott in Vegas? Is that, like, on your list to-do list now, Phil?
Hell
is
yeah,
he, like,
I would
a cool guy to you?
I would hang out with Scott in Vegas. Hell
oh
yeah,
God.
I've never been to Vegas. Get
oh
paid to go party? Yeah, I'm in.
Well, this is
I don't know,
shedding
guys.
A whole
I think
new light.
I'm really, listen, if you just like boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, it's different. But you know what? They're at a stage, yes, they're not married, but in my opinion, it's like they're as serious as they're going to get, even though they're not married. They have a child. he's just, no matter what, Mar, you think this was okay, but I just, I mark my words, this is only the beginning, I think, because when you're at that level of recovering, you know, the therapist said he's recovering from an alcohol problem, whether he's an actual diagnosed alcoholic or not, you just, that is just square one of the totally wrong direction to go drinking and lie about it. It's just a recipe for disaster. So any last weigh-ins on this? Because I know I'm ready for, like, the demise of Scott now. To me, it's just the beginning.
I believe I'm ready for the Chinese fire drills.
Yeah, Phil didn't know
actually,
what that meant.
Actually, can I tell you something interesting about the Chinese fire drills that I noticed? It was cool seeing a glimpse of how their lives are totally captured by cameras all the time, because you saw one of the little video cameras in the car, like in the back seat, so that you, it's like a little tiny handheld camera propped up on the window to catch any of the kids when they're in the back seat. And I thought that was interesting, just kind of seeing what that's like that always being filmed. Did you guys notice that?
I didn't, but that's a good observation.
As the girls were getting out of the car and everything, you could see the handheld camera. It's kind of like the ones we have at AfterBuzz, and it just like is like propped up on the window, and it catches them from the back seat. And it's just crazy to have like to be driving your like Mercedes SUV and have it like all equipped with like handheld cameras and everything.
Yeah, I totally caught that, Mari, and that brings me to our storyline B, as these episodes like to go, which was a total light note, which was good. Of course, it was Momager Chris trying to spend some quality time with Kendall and Kylie, kind of a reversal of roles here, Bruce being, like, much more on the end with the girls, you know, showing them in the pool in the backyard, and Chris, like, always, montage of her always working, and, you know, she tries to sort of get in on the lives of Kendall and Kylie, and, you know, here's my thing, and Mari, you led me right into it, is they act like they're these total normal teenagers going ice skating and doing Chinese fire drills, and I loved every second of it seeing Chris try to bond with them. But how normal is their life really when they have, as you said, Mari, cameras in the back seat and knowing their life is on television? I mean, do you think they can really just go ice skating like that and have Chinese fire drills and be living this normal life? And what did you think of Chris trying to sort of bond with the girls?
I thought this is just one of those scripted storylines. What was nice about the, you know, we always talk about storyline A and storyline B and the Kardashians, and what was nice about Scott's storyline is it seemed very natural, it didn't seem very producer-driven, but this was another, like a Ryan Seacrest, Chris Kardashian sitting down, okay, what is our theme for this week? Oh, why don't we tackle me not being as good of a mom? And then let me bring on the waterworks, and let me cry, and let's talk about how I used to be a good mom. So it seemed very producer-driven, though I do understand it, and she probably did have more time to hang out with the kids, with her first set of kids in this set. But it just seemed very very contrived and very fake and very forced.
I totally agree with you. It did seem like it, and there were, you know when it seems fake on the show and everyone's kind of like almost laughing? Because it's so fake. I feel like that's how it was. And I mean, but, you know, Bruce called her a bad mother, which I feel like
But a good person,
which might have, I think, in reality, like, caused more of a fight, because that's an awful thing to say. But, you know, I think she's cool. I like her. So I can forgive that it was totally scripted.
Phil, what do you think? Did it bring out your softer side?
What do I think? Oh. I think, let's see. I didn't think it was too contrived. I thought it seemed contrived in the regard that it's just funny. I mean, were you guys embarrassed by your mom when you guys were growing up?
Well, that was my other thing that I was going to ask is, if it's like your mom in her mom jeans and scrunchie and she's like trying to come to the movies with you, that's embarrassing. Now, I grew up with, like, what I like to call a cool mom. If you're listening, Mom, you should be very proud that I'm saying this.
That is a very compliment.
But, you know, she was in sort of entertainment and, you know, cool stuff. So everyone thought she was, like, the cool mom. Everyone wanted to come to my house. So, you know, I was never had to worry about that. But either way, and I want to know what you girls had going on, but, like, if this is your mom, is it really embarrassing? Like, do you think these girls are really embarrassed when their life is on television and their mom is a huge star? I don't know. I don't think that it would be that embarrassing at their stage and where they're
you.
At.
I don't think it would be that embarrassing. I mean, their mom is cool on top of it. My mom never did that stuff, and, you know, it's easy to, like, be embarrassed of your parents, I guess, whatever. But I think their life's pretty good. I don't think those other girls minded much, you know?
I mean, they were on TV. You got to love it, right? What
yeah,
do you think,
exactly.
Mari? I was never embarrassed by my mom. I know some people who are. I was never embarrassed by my mom. And I don't know. I guess I would be a little embarrassed by Kris Kardashian if she was trying to go ice skating and everything with me and my friends. But, yeah, I think they have their lives pretty good, so... Yeah, and, you know, I don't know. I think I'm back and forth on how produced this was because it definitely was obvious to me that it was produced. But the thing that I liked about it nonetheless is that it was touching. And I think a lot of, as we say, Mari, every week, when you can relate to the stories, I think they work, even if they are so contrived. Because even with her crying and wanting to spend more time with the girls, I bought into it. I'm not gonna lie, because she is a busy mom, and her life is so different. And they showed that footage of when the other brothers and sisters were younger. And you know, as much as I knew it was contrived, they got me. So I kind of liked the storyline. Had you guys any last thoughts on this lovely little touching moment with mom and the girls? And don't you love
Bruce?
No, I just always
I always wonder how Kris turns on those waterworks like every episode.
Yeah, she really does. And I just heard someone say they love Bruce. I love Bruce too. He's so funny.
I feel like he's like this, you know, he has so much history to him and he's so accomplished, but he's like kind of that kooky dad also in a way.
Yeah, totally.
And he just gets me. I love him. We're all Bruce fans. I think we can agree.
Bruce.
I love Bruce. He's by far my favorite.
Yeah, I think he's my favorite, too. Phil was
like, Phil reminds me of my dad in every aspect. I mean, my dad's name is Bruce. He has trouble hearing. He's, like, kind of dorky. He doesn't have the ear piercing yet, but maybe next.
Yeah, maybe next time.
Phil, how do you feel about crazy Kris and Bruce and all this good stuff? Any thoughts to throw out there?
I mean, it's tough because I'm not, I don't know. My mom didn't try to hang out with me in that regard. So I mean, in many ways, I feel like you have to kind of be a girl to really understand the storyline. So no comment.
It's a girl thing. You know, I'm not going to lie. There were moments where it felt like sort of like that Mean Girls storyline with, like, the cool mom and Amy Poehler and, you know.
Yeah.
I totally love that movie. But,
yeah.
You know, listen, I'm sure these girls think it's awesome that at that age how, like, this kind of stuff is probably so cool to them and to be in the car and do the Chinese fire drill and... I feel like they were kind of just naturally having fun with it, which, even though it was a little contrived, I think they were all having a good time with it. So maybe it made the girls' day, you know? I'm fine with it. I'm cool with this storyline.
Yeah.
Right, gal? So,
all right,
well, any last words before we go to some news and gossip? You know, we're going to be talking about that wedding because it's right around the corner. So any last
words? I can't
wait
to hear more about that wedding, and I have some opinions of my own, so we'll discuss it in news and gossip.
Yes,
right.
Awesome. So let's go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call, 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
17:29.
Big television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig! The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
Now, Phil, I think you have a song for me, don't you? Oh, yeah.
I certainly do. Are we familiar with this one? I did not know she even had a music out.
This is Kim Kardashian at her best, right, Phil?
I believe so. I mean, I've never even... Yeah, why not?
Why not, right? Throw some love. All right, well, you just heard it there, some Kim Kardashian. And, of course, the news and gossip is all about Kim Kardashian, pretty much. So let's get into this week's news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, E! News had the first look at Kim Kardashian in 3D for her new cover of the world's most beautiful magazine. It's the first one to be shot entirely in screen and page transcending format, which I think is just fancy talk for 3D. The complete issue won't be out in print and on iPad, iPhone, and Android until Monday, but the E-Star is already in another dimension, and ladies, I don't know if you saw this, but she is like va-va-voom. She's looking so hot, and you could practically reach out and grab her, and she's her harshest critic, but what did she think of the finished product? Well, she was quoted to say, just to even do a 3D shoot and then to see the photos come to life, it's amazing. The first time seeing myself that way is really magical, and I would like to say that she's putting her assets to good use here, and I love this quote by her. She said, being thick skinny is not something I strive for, Kim said. I'm all about being healthy and being in shape. It's not about having the perfect shape. It's about finding the best you and being your best no matter what. You should never try to fit someone else's mold, and anyone can be beautiful. So she, of course, as that being said, being picture perfect does not come so easy. She went on to say, I do work out hard and try to look my best, but when girls come up to me and tell me that I help them feel comfortable with their bodies, that's when I say to myself, this makes it all worth it. And looking at this shoot, I think she's looking rather stunning. I don't know if you girls agree, if you got to see this shoot.
Oh, yeah, I thought she looked awesome. What was weird is I saw the photographer didn't actually tell her it was 3D until afterwards. The only person who knew it was 3D on the shoot was the stylist who dressed her. Because I guess, I don't know, it would make her feel uncomfortable otherwise. I don't know, but it turned out it was a pretty cool idea. And if you were to choose someone to do a 3D shoot, it should be Kim Kardashian.
Definitely. I think, you know, Michelle, did you get a chance to catch this cover? Because she's looking super hot.
Michelle, unfortunately, during the commercial break, she had to, she's actually watching Celebrity Rehab right now.
Oh,
okay.
All right, we lost Michelle, but, you know, I had to report on this story, Mari, because this was like, you know, as a model, first of all, this 3D technology, I think it's so awesome and innovative. I would love to do a shoot like this. And not only that, of course, I'm not Kim Kardashian, but not only that, I love these quotes by her because we can say anything we want about the show and what, you know, of course I always have my comments, but I love Kim Kardashian for being a role model for figures of all size, and I think she's truly confident with her body, as she should be, and I really think she sets a good example for a lot of girls out there. So,
I agree.
Now, moving on to the wedding, of course, right, Mari? Kim Kardashian launches a sensual wedding fragrance. Surprise, surprise. If you want a keepsake from the Kim Kardashian wedding, you may not be invited. Well, you can get your hands on the very same gift that 200 guests, including her sisters, Khloe and Kourtney, scored at her wedding shower. Never one to miss a biz opportunity, the E! Starlet is launching Love by Kim Kardashian. It's a special edition fragrance created specifically for her nuptials to Chris Humphries. And when asked what the smell of love smells like, According to Kim, the scent is very soft, romantic, and sensual. In fact, her hubby-to-be is a big fan. He loves the fragrance, and he always says, Kim was quoted to say, "When I leave, he can still smell me on his pillow because of the fragrance I wear." And little does he know, she sprays it all over his sheets, and he has no clue. But as for whether she and Chris may collaborate on a unisex scent like Chloe and Lamar, she says it's not planned, but you can never count it out. And if you want to get your hands on the fragrance, there are only 799 bottles to go. They're up for grabs at Dash stores and on Kim's website. Clearly, she can smell a marketing opportunity from a mile away. What do you think, Mari? You think you're going to be getting your hands on this fragrance?
No, and I just think this whole wedding thing is ridiculous. I just read that it's going to be a two-part special, too. And, like, her wedding. And I just think, I just saw her wedding, her bridal shower spread in one of the magazines, an action style photo of Maria in it with her. And it was like Lindsay Lohan was there, and I was thinking, when has she ever been friends with Lindsay Lohan? And, like, I don't know. I just feel like this whole wedding is becoming a huge spectacle, and I'm really, really curious as to Chris's character. I want to see more of him and what he's like, because I can't understand how any normal person would want to put their wedding on display like this. And I will say, Lamar and Chloe, I think, have a very healthy marriage. They seem very happy, and they did something very similar, but I don't know. It's just, this all kind of confuses me and baffles me, and I think it's a little ridiculous.
I know. I have to agree with you, Mari. When I see these marketing opportunities, and I see the Lindsay Lohans, and, you know, just like a total star parade, you do worry about the authenticity of them and what's going on. And we've been saying this right from, like, the beginning, that we want to see more of Chris and his character. Because, of course, you're optimistic and hopeful that they're going to turn out like Chloe and Lamar, but you never know. I mean, because we're not seeing it. And as the viewer, and we wanting to feel connected to their relationship, we need more. So I hope our prayers are going to be answered in upcoming episodes, because we're very close to that wedding. And more wedding talk is the fact that Kim Kardashian, even though she is like a true reality superstar, she is copying another star, Will and Kate to be exact, on their wedding cake. When Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries cut their cake on August 20th, the 10-tier white cake with chocolate chip icing and black and white decoration might look a little familiar. Kardashian and NBA hunk Humphries chose their cake, which cost $15,000 to $20,000, on a July 29th visit to Hanson's Cakes in L.A. Now, when the Duke and Duchess tied the knot on April 29th, they munched on a traditional multi-tiered fruit cake with cream and white piping, designed by a prestigious British baker. But the royal sweethearts worked very closely and told Us Weekly that Catherine wanted a traditional wedding cake with a modern twist, and a source close to the reality starlet says Kim wants it to resemble Prince William and Duchess Kate's cake. So what do you think of her sort of copying another sort of big wedding in the recent times? I guess it's the most sincere form of flattery. What do you think?
Again, I just think that's right. This wedding is getting out of control and a little ridiculous, but I do think the black and white is classy.
Right. On a positive note, nice taste, Kim. So, yes, and I love Kate Middleton's taste, so very clean and simple, so I don't blame Kim for copying her there. But that's all for your news and gossip this week, but I'm sure we'll be back with plenty more as the weeks come on till the wedding. So,
well,
now
I can't wait to see. There'll be more and more news, I know it. And so each day it comes out, I roll my eyes. But I'll be happy to join you next week to discuss it and tell you my opinions.
Of course. You know, 2 weeks to go, it's going to be a big crunch time, and you're just going to have to put up with the wedding nonsense, Mari. But I heard that creepy music, so it's my favorite time. Predictions for next week. Now, we saw Kardashians at their Sears meeting. I know they're launching their Sears collection next week. And I was pretty intrigued by Prince kind of, what, it was kicking Kim off stage? And then, of course, see, I told you, more Scott drama. He's going to be a manager now, and Chris is done with him. What do you think, Mari? What's going to take center stage next week?
I'm just happy to see Scott, like, in the show more often. I think we were saying last week that we don't see enough of Scott and Courtney, so it's nice to see him in it more because I love him and he is hysterical. I know, love him or hate him, like I said, I'm just worried about him. I like watching him, and I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen with the whole manager show-up scene with Chris getting really upset with him. So I look forward to that. And Phil, thank you so much for offering some commentary, although I'm a little worried about you now.
No worries.
Thanks to Michelle for joining in. And, of course, our After Buzzer of the Month, Mari Fagel. I always love having you with me on Kardashians. And I will see you all next week for the next episode.
Just keep tuning in. Download us on iTunes. That's where you can get all of your latest. Who is that? Is that Scott's phone? Scott's still calling in.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.